Today's daf is Erev in daf Mem Zayin. We left off in daf Mem Vav Amud Beis. We're right in the middle of a discussion, right in the middle of a sugya. We went through yesterday on Mem Vav Amud Beis the klalim of psak, when different people argue on each other who we're supposed to paskin like. So we started challenging how Rav Mesharshtia rejected all of these rules, and the Gemara tried to figure out why Rav Mesharshtia rejected these rules, where we find sources to reject these rules of psak. So we suggested one yesterday. Today we're going to have five more sources of where Rav Mesharshtia might have gotten the idea to reject all of the klalei of psak, but the Gemara is going to show that none of these rayos to reject the klalei of psak are particularly compelling. We have we can reject each of these rayos that reject klalei of psak. That pretty much takes up the entire Amud Aleph. On Amud Beis, the Gemara discusses whether objects that belong to a non-Jew, cheftzei nachri, are limited by tchum Shabbos, and the Gemara analyzes how this relates to the machlokas about cheftzei hefker and whether they're limited by tchum Shabbos. One would think that if cheftzei hefker are not kona shvisa, then cheftzei nachri certainly are not kona shvisa. Is it possible that the two machloksim are not related at all? So that's going to be the discussion on Amud Beis. So let's pick up right now. We left off on Mem Vav Amud Beis. We are at Elamei Hadatnan. So we had suggested yesterday the first reason perhaps to think that Rav Mesharshtia rejected these rules is because of our Mishnah. Rabbi Shimon in our Mishnah allows carrying between a middle chatzer and each one of the two outer chatzeros that the middle one has a separate Erev with, while Rabbi Yehuda does not allow carrying between the chatzeros, and Rav paskins like Rabbi Shimon. So there must be no rule to paskin like Rabbi Yehuda over Rabbi Shimon if Rav paskins like Rabbi Shimon. So we said, no, that's not a reason to reject the Klalei Psak. Itmar, itmar, heichad, lo itmar, lo itmar. Wherever we're told to paskin otherwise, so you don't klalim are just that. They're klalim. They're general rules, but it's not ironclad. There are going to be exceptions. So whatever an exception is said, and we're not going to follow those rules. So rather says Gemara Elamei Hadatnan, six lines from the bottom of the page. Maybe the source to reject the klalei psak is based on the following discussion of Mishnayos. Ir shel yachid v'naaseh shel rabin. We're going to have a Mishnah later on in Daf Nun Tes. If you have a city that belongs to yachid and it becomes a city of rabin, ma'arvin es kula, you're allowed to make an eruv in the entire city, meaning the entire city can be included in the eruv. Shel rabin v'naaseh shel yachid ein ma'arvin es kula. But if it was a city shel rabin that became a city shel yachid, you're not allowed to be ma'ariv the entire thing. Elim Kain Osa Chutzula Ki Ir Chadasha Shabbi Yehuda Sheish B'Chamishim D'Yurin D'Rabbi Yehuda. Unless you exclude from the Eruv the size of an Ir Chadasha Shabbi Yehuda, which has 50 people. Meaning, in order for a Shitufei Mavuos to be made in a public city that became private, there has to be certain areas that are left out. Rabbi Yehuda's Shita is that area that needs to be left out is the amount of space that 50 people could live in. Rabbi Shimon Omer Shalosh Chatzeros Batim. The area that needs to be left out is three chatzeros, each with two houses in it. So here you have Machlokas, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon. Klalei Psak already tells us how to paskin. But says Gemara Vamar Rabbi Chaim Bar Guri Amarav, Halacha k'Rabbi Shimon, that we paskin like Rabbi Shimon, even though the Klalei Psak would tell us to paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. Uman Palagalei, Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda argues on Rabbi Shimon over here. Vamar Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, Halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda, but isn't the klal that we're supposed to paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, not like Rabbi Shimon? So maybe this is where Rav Mesharshtia got the idea that the Klalei Psak are not true and we do not need to follow them. Says Gemara, that's not a good rayu. My kushya, Dilma Hakanami, Heichadit Mar Itmar, Heichadaloit Mar Loit Mar. Again, maybe where we aren't told otherwise, we follow the Klalei Psak. Over here, we're dafka told otherwise. When we're told otherwise, we don't follow the Klalei Psak. A couple of issues just related to this discussion about leaving a space outside of the Erev. So first of all, there's Machlok Rishonim, what is an Ir Shal Yachid and how it becomes Shal Rabin. Well, what does that mean? So some of the Rishonim explain Ir Shal Yachid means that you don't have Shishim Ribo. You don't have, it has never been like a Rosh Hashanah Rabin. You don't have 600,000 people there constantly. And if it becomes Shal Rabin, when more people move in, or when they set up marketplaces there, so that Rabim are Mitsuyim there, so then it becomes an Ir Shal Rabin. And nevertheless, even though it became Shal Rabin, it's Mutala Arev is Kula. You're allowed to be Ma'arev the entire city. That's the Shita of Rashi, Tosfos. Many Rishonim understand that way. Rabbeinu Tam quoted in a variety of different Rishonim in Tos Rabbeinu Peretz, in the Ritva, in the Tos Rosh, Rabbeinu Tam says that an Irshal Yachid, Ruchavoseh HaTzarim, is very narrow streets, and therefore, and aren't 16 amos wide. If they then widen the streets, if they widen the roads, then it becomes an Irshal Rabbin. The Ramban explains that an Irshal Yachid means, oh, it's about ownership. It's Shayich La'adam Echad, and he and his family lives there. Nasas Shal Rabbin means that he went public. He started selling shares in his city, started selling to other people. National Rabbim is that Rabbim come and live in the city. So it doesn't necessarily mean that he has to even be makna them ownership of the city, just that he allows other people to come live in the city outside of his family members. But the drachma and the rechovos could still be shal yachid, and it could still be completely his, even if they bought houses up in the city, and that's how it would become an ir shal Rabbim. The Rashba explains, Ir Shal Yachid means Shayich Liyachid, like the Ramban. Rabbim come and they rent or buy and live there, so long as Lo Nishkach Shem Ba'aleh Rishon Shaliir, you could be Ma'ariv Eskula. Meaning, so long as it's still known by that original person's name, we could be Ma'ariv Eskula. Once it's no longer known by the original person's name, we don't even call it an Ir Shal Yachid and Ash Shal Rabbim anymore. Now we just call it an Ir Shal Rabbim. It's Panam Chadashos Ba'olakan. It's a brand new city. So that's the final approach of the Ritva says that an Ir Shal Yachid belongs to one person, even though there are streets that are 16 amos wide and there are 600,000 people that live there. It's still considered an Ir Shal Yachid because he could do whatever he wants. He has the right to undo everything, to build on those streets, to do whatever he wants because he owns the whole place. Once the ownership has been transferred, the Rabbim, once it's become a publicly owned city, that's how it becomes an Ir Shal Shal Rabbim. So nevertheless, you still have to be Ma'ariv Eskula. But bottom line is, this all makes an assumption. This works with the assumption that a typical Ir Shal Rabbim, you're not allowed to be Ma'ariv Eskula. That when we make an Eruv in a city, that we have to leave certain parts of the city out of the Eruv, or else the Eruv is going to be invalid. So the Magen Avraham addresses this issue. The Magen Avraham in Siman Shin Sadi Beis, Sifkat and Beis, writes, why aren't we in this Har and this anymore? Why do we make Eruv now? Person, Lamashal, goes to camp in the mountains. I mean, any city that we live in, we're not really including the entire city in the Eruv, more or less. There's always going to be, a neighboring town, parts of Valley Stream, and, you know, Inwood, or whatever. I guess now Inwood's probably in it. But, there are always going to be parts that are probably considered part of the same city that aren't in the Eruv. But when you go up to the mountains, let's say, and you own an entire camp, so that's the whole city. So how could we include everything in the Eruv? So he says, maybe the fact that we're not Nisar to leave Mekomos that are not in the borders of the Eruv, like the Gemara says explicitly over here, that in Ir Shal Rabbim, Shanas Shal Yachid, Ein Marvin Eskula, maybe it's because we hold like Rashi and Lagos Maimonios, that in order for Nir to be considered Shal Rabbim, you need 600,000 people there, Tamid. And that doesn't happen. We don't really have places where we make Eruvin that there are constantly 600,000 people there. But the Eliyahu Rabba raises the Kasha that the Achronim say, not like Rashi and Lagos Maimonios, that a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim is not Talui in having Shishim Ribo and having 600,000 people there. And therefore, we still need to explain, why are we not Makbid on this to leave a space out of the city? So the Eliyahu Rabba has a different suggestion. He says, the reason that we don't leave spaces like this is because Al Pi Rov, a person who builds a city, leaves certain roads for his own bailus that he keeps for himself, and therefore the city is still considered an Ir Shal Yachid, meaning it never actually becomes an Ir Shal Rabbim. That probably will not help us all that much in our cities. He also explains that the Batim Shal Nachrim that are in the Ir are considered to be the Shiur, and that's how the Ran writes in the Tshuva as well, that the non-Jewish homes in the city are considered to be the Shiur. And we are Socher the Makom, maybe we're only Socher the Makom that they have in the Chatzeros, but their houses themselves, maybe we are Meshayer in some way from the Eruv. Okay, so next Raya, how Rav Mesharshia knows that we don't follow the Klal Yapsak. Elamei Hadetanan is from the following Mishnah, four lines from the top of Mem Zayin Amud Aleph. Haminiach is based on Vahaluch Lishlos Biar Acheres. Let's say a person left his house and he went to spend Shabbos in a different city. And he didn't join in the Eruv where his house is. So he's not there for Shabbos, but he didn't join in the Eruv. Echad Nachri V'Echad Yisrael Oser L'Bnei Chatzeros Sivrem Meir. So Rav Meir says, it doesn't even matter matter if he's a Jew or a non-Jew, it asks on all the rest of the Bnei HaChatzer. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Eino Oser. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, his absence does not make the Chatzer Oser. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Nachri Oser, Yisrael Eino Oser, Mivrei Shein Derech Yisrael Lava B'Shabbos. Depends if he's a Jew or a non-Jew. A non-Jew will make it Asr, Yisrael will not make it Asr, because the non-Jew might still come back on Shabbos, so he might still have Shvisa in this place on Shabbos, he'll travel on Shabbos. The Jew's not coming back on Shabbos, and therefore he's not considered a Ben Chatzer in this Chatzer for this Shabbos. Rabbi Shimon Omer, afilu miniyat was based of a halach lishvos etzal bito ba'usa yir, eino oser shekvar yisiyach daito. Now, even if he didn't go out of town, even if he's still in the same city, and he's by his daughter, and he could easily walk home at any point over Shabbos, still he's not going to make the rest of the chatzar asa for everybody else, because he's already masiyach das from the city. He already made the decision to leave the city, and therefore he's not going to cause any problems. So how do we paskin? Vam Rav Chama Bar Gur Yom Rav, halach like Rabbi Shimon. We see that we paskin like Rabbi Shimon. Uman Palagalei, who argues on Rabbi Shimon over here? Rabbi Yehuda argues on Rabbi Shimon over here. Also Rabbi Yossi, but that our point, for whatever reason, is to emphasize that Rabbi Yehuda argues. L'char, we could have emphasized that Rabbi Yossi argues, because after all, we pass on like Rabbi Yossi against Rabbi Shimon also. So, okay, the Rishonim deal with that, or the Achronim at least deal with that issue, why we emphasize Rabbi Yehuda. Or maybe the Reish Yud over here is Rabbi Yossi, but I think normally it's Rabbi Yehuda. So, and especially since V'hamar Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, halach Rabbi Yehuda. And we know that Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, the halach is supposed to be like Rabbi Yehuda. So how could you say that the halach is like Rabbi Shimon? It's against the klal apsak. Oh, so maybe this is where Rav Mesharshi gets the idea that we don't follow the klal apsak. Says Gemara, no, that's not a good rayu. My kushya, dil malchanami, heichad itmar itmar, heichad lo itmar lo itmar. Good, so now you have another item to add on the list of exceptions. It's another exception to the klal apsak, and that's why it needed to be told to us that over here we don't follow the klal apsak. But again, the klal apsak are not so ironclad that there are no exceptions to them. It's in addition to having the ability to, in addition to the fact that the Gemara emphasizes Rabbi Yehuda as the cholek instead of Rabbi Yossi as the cholek. So that's one interesting issue to think about. The other interesting issue to think about is, why would you pass him like Rabbi Shimon over here? L'chora, Rabbi Yossi is a machria in this machlokas. In general, when you have someone who says one way, the other person says the other way, and then the third person says sometimes that way, sometimes the other way, so that's what we call a machria. And there is a rule in psak that halacha kedivrei ha-machria. So Rabbi Yossi is the machria over here, because according to Rabbi Meir, whether it's a nachri, whether it's Yisrael, he assers the chatzar and everybody else, even when he's not there. According to Rabbi Yehuda, neither a nachri nor Yisrael assers the chatzar when he's not there. And Rabbi Yossi, who's machria, he says that a nachri assers because he might come back. Yisrael doesn't asser. And the rule in Masechet Shabbos, Taflam Tesam Beis, Rabbi Yochanan says, Kol makom shata motzei shnayim cholkin ve'echad machria halacha k'divrei machria, that we always go like the divrei machria. Okay, so you need to figure out how this is not a machria, why we would not paskin like the divrei machria over here. Says Gemara Vayta, though, El Mehad Tanan, so maybe the source, I forgot what number we're up to already, but whatever it is, the fourth source, I think it is, that would suggest to us that Rav Mesharshi is correct and that we should reject the Klal Yapsak, is the following Mishnah. This is just, we're taking a tour through Shas over here. V'zeu or tour through Erevin so far. We'll get to other places in Shas soon. V'zeu sha'amru ha'ani ma'ariv beraglav. Is that we say that an ani could be ma'ariv beraglav, which means, normally we think of making an Erev Tchumen, it means you put out food by the location where you want to be Kona Shvisa. What if instead of putting out food, you just go there? So but just by being there, you're Kona Shvisa. So an ani could certainly do that. Someone who doesn't have easy access to a lot of food could certainly, with his presence, make an Erev Tchumen. Rameir Omer, Anu ein lanu ella ani. Rameir says, yeah, only an ani. Someone who's an ashir cannot do that. He has to put out food. But an ani we feel bad for, so we let him be ma'ariv baraglav. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, echad ani ve'echad ashir. No, Rabbi Yehuda says, being ma'ariv baraglav, that's better than putting out food. What's a better way to be kona shvisa? By putting out a box of matzahs? Or by actually going there yourself? It for sure works for an ani, for an ashir. So, lo amu ma'arvin bepas ella lahak ella ala ashir. Shlo yetzi ve'ariv baraglav. In fact, the whole idea that we could be marrying Bepas is a big kula. It's a kula that we put in place for an usher so that he shouldn't have to be matriach himself to have to walk out there. But being there is the best way to be kona shvisa. So here you have a machlokas between Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda. Umasi Rav Chiya Barashi L'Chiya Barav Kamei D'Rav Echarani ve'echarashir. Varmale Rav Siyem Banami Halacha Krab Yehuda. That Rav would finish off this discussion by saying that the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda. So Tarti Lamali Varmit Rav Meir Rabbi Yehuda Halacha Krab Yehuda. Why would Rav need to say, see, up until now when we've been asking on the Kalei Psak, we've been bringing things that were against the Kalei Psak. Over here we're bringing something that's like the Kalei Psak, but seems unnecessary in light of the Kalei Psak. Why would Rav need to say that the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda? Of course the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda. Remeir Rabbi Yehuda, halacha Rabbi Yehuda. So isn't this a raya that the Kalei Psak are incorrect, because if they were correct, we wouldn't need to be told this? Says, where am I kushya? Dilma Rav Lesley, lahani Kalei. Maybe Rav doesn't hold to the Kalei Psak. Kalei Psak maybe are formulated by Rabbi Yochanan and aren't Rav's Kalei Psak, but that's not a reason to reject the Kalei Psak necessarily. So we're not going to bring any raya from Rav. So the Gemara tries again. Elamei Hadatnan, maybe from the following Mishnah, we could bring a raya. Hayavama, now we move outside of the area of Erevin. Lo tachlutz lo tesyavim ad sheyuhula shlosha chadashim. There's a halacha that you need avchana, that a person, a woman who is married, has to wait 3 months before she gets remarried to somebody else, because we have to be able to be mavchin between, if she has a baby 7, 8, 9 months later, we want to be able to know whose baby it is. Is it the baby of the first husband, the baby of the second husband? So 3 months is the period of time that we assume is hukar ubra. We assume that at that point the pregnancy will be evident on her. So if she's pregnant if she's pregnant, then 3 months later we would know about it, and we would know that this baby belongs to the first husband. So Yevama is not allowed to do chalitza nor yibum, not even chalitza, until 3 months pass. And also, any woman is not allowed to have nisuin, obviously, but not even erusin. Erusin, they're not living together. She's still the base of via. They're not allowed to do for 3 months. Echad besulos ve'echad be'ulos, echad almanos, echad grushos, echad arusos ve'echad nesuos. And it makes no difference what her previous marriage was. Even if her previous marriage never made it past erusin, even if she's still a besula, it doesn't make a difference. We say that she has to wait 3 months. Rabbi Yehuda Omer nesuos yisarsu ve'arusos yinasu. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, if there's no chance that she had a child from one of them, meaning if, let's say, she only had Erison with the first husband, then the husband dropped dead, and now she wants to get remarried, she doesn't need to wait 3 months. She only had Erison, so she didn't sleep with the husband. So there's no chance that she's pregnant from the first husband. And if she had Nisun with the first husband, and then the husband died, and now she wants to get remarried, she could have Erison within 3 months. She's not doing anything when she has Erison. There's no Bia. There's no chance that she's going to get pregnant from the second husband. The only exception is Arusa Shabiyuda. The Gemara in Ksuvus talks about that in Yehuda they were knowing that it was Libo Gaspa by Arusa. They would spend a lot of time together, and very often they would end up having Tashmish for Arusa Shabiyuda. So in that case we're a little more suspicious. But outside of Arusa Shabiyuda, where they didn't have Yichud with each other, so we wouldn't have any sort of problem with an Arusa doing getting remarried within 3 months, or having erusin within 3 months of the husband dying. Rabbi Yossi Omer Kol Anashim Yisartzu Chutz Min Almana Mipnei Evil. Rabbi Yossi says every woman could have erusin right away, except for an almana, because she's still an alvelus. I don't know, meaning she got divorced, so good, let her have erusin. She's not doing anything with erusin anyway. But an almana is still an alvelus. Arminan. Rabbi Elazar? Yeah, Rabbi Elazar, lo al bei medrasha. Rabbi Elazar didn't go to the base medrash. Ashkel Rabbi Asi davakayim. Amar lei, my amr bei medrasha. He saw Rabbi Asi standing outside the base medrash, and he said to him, "No, what was going on in the base medrash? Were any interesting chidushim that were shared in the base medrash?" Amar lei, hachi amr Rabbi Yochanan, halacha k'Rabbi Yosi. You should know Rabbi Yochanan said today that we follow Rabbi Yosi. So wait a second, that makes it sound like there was a Das Yachid that argues on Rabbi Yossi. So it says more in. Yeah, that's exactly correct. If she was always trying to run back to her father's house, or she was having a contentious relationship with her husband, she had kas and baila, oshay baila zaken ochola, or her husband was very old or very sick, meaning the chances are, you look at the relationship, there wasn't too much tashmish going on here, oshay sehichola akara zakena ketana va'ailinis v'shein ruya leled, or she was in a position where there's very little chance she was pregnant, either because she was sick, she was a barren woman, she was old, she was ketana who can't get pregnant, she was an ailinis v'shein ruya leled, she never physically matured, oshay lebaila chavish beis asur, and her husband was in jail, hamafleges la'achar misas baila kulam tzrich lahamtin gimel chadashim divrei meir. In all these cases, you still need to wait for 3 months. That's Rabbi Meir's shita. That in all these cases you need to wait for 3 months. Rabbi Yossi matili ares v'li nasi miyad. Rabbi Yossi says you could get married right away. So you see that Rabbi Meir is the one that made this gezeira that even though we know she's not pregnant, still we're still going to require avchana. We're still going to require these 3 months of avchana. But Rabbi Yossi says no. Let her have erisin. Let her have nisuin even right away. So lamaliva amrit Rabbi Meir Rabbi Yossi. Halach Rabbi Yossi, why would you need to paskin like Rabbi Yossi over here? Isn't just following the Klal Yapsak enough to know that we paskin like Rabbi Yossi? So why would we? So again, this is a challenge to, or this is a riot of Masharshia that we must reject the Klal Yapsak from the fact that we need to paskin like Rabbi Yossi over here, even though we know that the halach is always supposed to be like Rabbi Yossi against Rabbi Meir. Says Gemara, no, my kushya. Maybe the reason we need to pass on Rabbi Yossi over here is to tell me not like Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel. Because Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel says that even though you're right, when we have machlokes from Meir Rabbi Yossi, Halach Rabbi Yossi, but Halach is Krameir B'gzeirosav. There's another Klalim Psak. We were discussing yesterday which Klalim of Psak override others. Halach Kedivrei Mekel Be'eruv. Does that override a Yachid V'Rabim? Does that override, right? So here you have a Stira in Klalim of Psak. We have a Klal and Psak that Halach Krameir Big Zerosav, and we have a Klal and Psak that Rameir Rabbi Yossi Halach Rabbi Yossi. So you need to tell me that we follow the Halach Rabbi Yossi rather than the Halach Krameir Big Zerosav. Okay, we'll pause there for a second. A couple of things about this last issue. We said Yivamalo Tachlos Lo Tziyavim until she waits 3 months. In the Gemara in Maseches Yevamos, Daf Mem Beis Amud Aleph. So the Shmuel holds in that Gemara the reason that any woman wants to get remarried has to wait the 3 months is lahavchin bein zaru shel bala harishon bein zaru shel bala hasheni, to be able to know which husband the baby came from if she has a baby. We learn it from pasuk in Bereishis. Lios lechal lelokim ulazaracha acharecha. They have to be mavchin between the zaru shel rishon and sheni, because the shechina is not shorah unless we have yichus clear in klal Yisrael. So that's the reason that's given based on remez based on that pasuk. Whereas Rava holds that the reason is kadesh lo yavo b'naha safek lasis esachos me'aviv. We don't want someone to accidentally marry their sibling, and if you don't know who your father is, because it could be from the first husband, could be from the second husband, so we're afraid that someone's going to think that their sibling's not their sibling, and they're going to come to marry their sibling. So there's a machlokas aposkim whether this iser of getting married during the zman avchana is an iser min haTorah or an iser midrabanan. So that the Radvaz writes in a tshuva in Chelik Aleph Simin Reish Samach Dalid, and he thinks the Rambam holds this way in Perikid Aleph Halacha Chaf, that when Shmuel darshens the pasuk, you need 3 months of avchana from a pasuk. It must be because he holds it to din. That he thinks it's not just a remez in the pasuk, but it's a drasha gemura from the pasuk. It's a din d'oraisa. Ravu says that it's a chashash shemi yisav bas achoso, so that smacks of a din d'rabanan, and that it's a gezera that we're afraid that it might come to this, it might come to some negative result. That very much sounds like a din d'rabanan. So that's one approach. That's how the Radvaz thinks the Rambam holds. The Radvaz, however, suggests another approach as well. He says maybe bein l'shmuel bein l'rava it's a din d'rabanan. And Shmuel's pasuk is only a remez, but whichever way it is, it's certainly a takana keduma, and it was already around in the times of the Nevi'im. The Achronim point out this is a very, very early din d'rabanan. So we often think of din d'rabanan, and we think of must be very recent. So Moshe Rabbeinu made din d'rabanan. There were takanas of Moshe Rabbeinu. Din d'rabanan exist as long as there are rabbis. Moshe Rabbeinu was a rabbi, so there you have it. So you have din d'rabanan throughout the generations. So it could very well be that this is a din d'rabanan. Rabbanan, but it's a really old Din Rabbanan. On this issue of Havchana, of waiting 3 months, so there is a halacha we dealt with extensively in Maseches Nida, a Metzias, really, rather than a halacha, that it takes 3 days for, it can take up to 3 days for the Zera to be collated. That we assume after Tashmish, for a woman to become pregnant, the Zera is still potent and could still do something for up until 72 hours after the Tashmish. So that's why, or that's probably the logic for the idea that a poleta shichva zera, that if a woman has zera coming out of her body, it's only metame her, or it'll only be soser shivanikim if she's within 72 hours of when she had the tashmish, that poleta shichva zera is going to be a problem, because after that, the shichva zera can't do anything anyway, so it loses its status as shichva zera. But for 72 hours, we assume she can become pregnant. So Rabbi Kiveger points out in the tshuva that the din of Havchana is a little bit difficult. If it takes 3 months for hukar ubra, why do we only require a woman to wait 3 months after a marriage to get remarried? We should require her to wait 3 months and 3 days, because it could always have taken her an extra 3 days to become pregnant. And he says, don't tell me that the chum just go bus a rov hamis abros, that a kultus the zara already on the yom rishon, because he says we have a raya from a rashba that we wouldn't follow rov in this situation. I'm not going to get into the raya; it's based on the sugya maseches nida. But a raya from the rashba that we wouldn't follow rov in this kind of situation. So also, interesting question, why we would say 3 months and not 3 months, 3 days. Another interesting diuk that comes out of the Gemara, when we came up with cases where we said that we know for sure she's not pregnant, like cases where her husband was in jail, and one of the cases was Haisala Kas Imbaila, that she had anger with her husband. So the Gemara in Yevamos and the Gemara in Ksubas quotes a Braisa, but a little bit differently. It's the same Braisa in Yevamos Daf Mem Beis and Ksubas Daf Samach, but the Braisa has a little different girsa. Our girsa is Haisalakas im baila. Over there was Haisalakas bibes baila. So Rav Moshe writes in the Tshuva and Evan Ezra Chelgal Simchav Tes, L'chora we could be medayik from the Lashon of the Braisa in Yevamos and Ksuvos when it says bibes baila, that yeah, when a woman has kas while she's still bibes baila, so then there's a chashash that Rafal Pikein, that she might be pregnant and she's going to need 3 months of Havchana. But if she wasn't even bibes baila because of kas that she had with her husband, then she won't even require 3 months, meaning very big nafkamina. What if they were separated? Couple was separated for months and months before they actually finalized their divorce. So do you still need Havchana? So Moshe says it sounds from the Lashon of those Braisos in the other Masechtas, in Yevamos and in Ksubas, that no, then you would not need Havchana because she wasn't Bebeis Baila. But nevertheless, Moshe says she certainly does need a Havchana, because our Braisa says, even if the Braisa everywhere says, even if Razm was in jail, you need Havchana of Shal Shechadashim. So it's very difficult to say that if they were separated, That you're not going to require. You have to say the Lashon of the Brais and Yevamos and Ksubas of Bebeis Baila is Lav Dafka. He says as much as it's enticing to make the Diuk, that Diuk must not be a Diuk, because we also have Bebeis Asurim on the list. And furthermore, in our Gemara it says Im Baila, so who says to follow that Braisa and not to follow our Braisa? One final point before we move on, we say Halacha Kramer B'Gzeirosav, we follow Rameir in his Gzeiros. So that's one of the Klalei HaPsak. So Rashi writes Gzeirosav means Chumros, wherever a mayor is machmir, and based on that klal, the halachas is like a mayor over here because he is machmir. So Rabbi Yochanan comes to teach us that afal pikein, the halachas like Rabbi Yossi over here because Rameir Rabbi Yossi halach Rabbi Yossi. However, Rashi Maseches Ksubas on Daf Nun Zayin Amud Aleph Daf Samach Amud Beis explains b'gzeirosav means that anytime he's machmir b'isur d'rabbanon, that not just stam that he's machmir, but anytime he comes up with an isur d'rabbanon to make a new chumra, that's the mashmos of the Lashon of Gzeira. The Mordechai in Maseches Ksubas asks on Rashi that our Lach Rameir b'kol makom that he's machmir. He says the Gemara quoted before that we have machlok Rameir Rabbi Yehuda, if an usher is allowed to be ma'ariv baraglav, where Rameir was machmir and said that no, only an ani is allowed to be ma'ariv baraglav, is allowed to make an eruv tchumen by his mere presence. And Rabbi Yehuda holds no, an usher is also allowed to be ma'ariv baraglav. And Rav paskind like Rabbi Yehuda. And the Gemara said, why do you need to tell me that we pass like Rabbi Yehuda? Of course we pass like Rabbi Yehuda. Rameir Rabbi Yehuda Lach Rabbi Yehuda. So according to Rashi, already at that point, the Gemara should have said, no, I would think the Pasuk of Rameir, because this is Gzeirosav. This is Halacha Rameir b'Gzeirosav. If every Chumra of Rameir is Gzeirosav, so there's a Chumra of Rameir, so we should say that that's Gzeirosav also. It's a very sharp kasha that the Mordechai asks on Shitas Rashi. So in the Ta'afos Re'im, on the Yireim, he's metarits that since the Halacha is Kedivrei Mekel Be'irvin, it's not Shaykh Be'irvin say Halacha Rameir b'Gzeirosav. We only bring up Halacha Rameir b'Gzeirosav means we're Machmir. That if Rameir is Machmir, we're going to follow those Chumras. That's only in areas of Halacha where we are inclined to follow Chumras. So over here we're talking about Havchana, we're talking about Yichus of Klal Yisrael. So we're inclined to follow Chumras. But you talk about Eruv, we're much less inclined to follow Chumras in Eruv, because Halacha Divrei Mekel be'Eruv. So he said we would never say Halacha Rameir b'Gzeirosav to extend to the area of Hilchas Eruvin. Okay, Vaitu in the Gemara. So the Gemara is still, again, looking for where's Rav Masharshia's Raya that we don't follow the various Klalei Psak. So says the Gemara, Elamei Haditanya, we are about two lines after the break for that little Tosos in the middle. Elamei Haditanya, Holchin Yerid Shel Nachrim, V'lokhman Behema V'avadim U'Shvachos Batim Sadol Sukramim V'kosiv Mal Barachos Shalahen Meshu Kamatzel B'yadan. You're allowed to go to the non-Jewish market and buy whatever you want to buy from them. You could buy animals and servants and shvachos and houses and fields and vineyards, and you could even have contracts written up because it's Matzel B'yadan. You are saving these items from them. What's the Rid, says Rashi? Shuk ha-nikva li-yom chag shel goyim. It's a special market that they set up for their holidays. V'lochem yam batam sadam eshem am-itin inami mishum yishuv Eretz Yisrael. That you're allowed to do all this, perhaps because of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. So v'imhaya kohen mitami b'chutz la'aretz lodim la'arimahin. And if you're a kohen, you're allowed to even go out to chutz la'aretz and be mitami yourself by going out to chutz la'aretz to fight over this, to go to a court case to fight over any of the purchases that you may have made. Ukshem she mitami b'chutz la'aretz, kach mitami b'beis hakvaros. And just like kohen is allowed to be mitami himself to chutz la'aretz for this purpose, he's even allowed to be mitami to beis hakvaros for this purpose. Says Gemara, Beis HaKvaros Al Gadai Duch Tumadol Reisa Hi. How could you say a Kohen is allowed to go into a Beis HaKvaros to be Matzal Miyadon, to save some money, to get back his items so that the guy shouldn't be Ma'arur on the Mechira? How could you say that we would allow such a thing? It's a Losa Semidol Reisa. No, Elo Be Beis HaPrast Rabban. We didn't mean real Beis HaKvaros. We said Beis HaPrast Rabban. That's what we meant. He's allowed to be Metame himself to an area that's only Tame Midrabban. Beis HaPrast, a field that Nechrash Kever, that there was a kever there and then the whole field was plowed over. So you're allowed to go into that area, even though normally a Kohen's not allowed to go into that area. When I discussed a couple of weeks ago about the Kohen flying in over the cemetery, someone sent me an email. The whole thing is, though, if the guy was so careful about flying over a cemetery, he shouldn't have flown out of Eretz Yisrael in the first place, because you're not allowed to be metami yourself to Chutz La'aretz. If he really cared about the Tumah, then he shouldn't be metami himself to Chutz La'aretz. So I think the widespread accepted practice is that Kohan do go to Chutz La'aretz. So it's a question why. Why we have so, but I don't think they're just mafkir the Tumas Kohanim just because they happen to go to Chutz La'aretz. They're very different issues. When you have a Vaday Tumah right over a Beis HaKvaros versus going to the relying on whatever Aterim we have for Tumas Chutz La'aretz Midrabanan. So one major kula we have is right here, that even to be Ma'arer on land that you bought, you're allowed to go to be Matami yourself to Tumas Chutz La'aretz Midrabanan. Not only that, the Gemara says Vaiter, Umatami Lisa Isha. Of Ilma Torah, you're allowed to be Matami yourself to go get married. To go, so if your wife says, I want to live in Chutz La'aretz, or your wife says, you go to Eretz Yisrael on a trip with your family, and you tell your wife, we're staying. Why are we staying? Because I'm a Kohen, I can't go back. So that's not going to work out so well for you, probably. So, Lisa Isha Lechora, that's enough of a heter. Ilma Torah, if a person needs to learn Torah in Chutz La'aretz. Rabbi Yehuda Amosai is man shein motzi lilmod. That's only if you can't learn in Eretz Yisrael, if there are no yeshivas. Avol motzi lilmod lo yitami. But if there's a yeshiva that you could enroll in Eretz Yisrael, so then you're not allowed to go to Chutz La'aretz. Rabbi Yossi Yomer af bizman shein motzi lilmod nami yitami. Even if you find a yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael, you're allowed to be mitami in Chutz La'aretz. Lefi she'ein min hakol zocha adam lilmod. A person is not necessarily zocha to learn from just anybody. Vam Rabbi Yossi ma'isa b'yosef hakohen shalach etzal rab. Yosef HaKohen went to his Rebbe in Sidon to go learn Torah. V'am Rabbi Yochanan, halacha k'Rabbi Yossi. Yossi. And Rabbi Yochanan says, oh, we paskin like Rabbi Yossi. So again, the right is, why does Rabbi Yochanan have to tell me we pass like Rabbi Yossi? We have a klal that tells me that when you have machlokes Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yossi, we pass like Rabbi Yossi. So shouldn't it be obvious that we pass like Rabbi Yossi if we really accepted these klalei psak? So it must be that we don't accept these klalei psak. So Rabbi Yitzrich, Salkadat Chamina Hani Milibim Asnisin, Avu Bebraisa Emelo, Kamash Malon. I might have thought that these klalei psak are only for Mishnayos, but not in a Braisa. So that's why he needs to tell me that Allah is like Rabbi Yossi, that even in a Braisa, we're going to pass like Rabbi Yossi. So once we tried to prove, we tried six different times to show where Rav Masharshi gets the idea that we don't accept these klalei psak, we failed entirely. We could not come up with any great source for where he rejects these klalei psak. But we were partially successful at one point where we said, you know what? Maybe Rav doesn't hold of the klalei psak, but others, Rabbi Yochanan and others, do hold of the klalei psak. So the Gemara now latches onto that and says that must be what Rav Masharshi meant. He meant that Hani Klalei Psak, that these Klalim are not that they're necessarily rejected based on Mishnayos and Braises and whatever traditions we have. No, that maybe they're not Divrei HaKol. Maybe they're not universally accepted. Maybe Rav doesn't hold of these Klalei Psak. So a couple of interesting notes over here in terms of this Tumah issue. Minchas Chinuch writes in Mitzvah Reish Samach Gimel Oslam Adalit, says Yesh L'Stapek, is a Kohen allowed to go into a Suffolk Tumah Bereshus HaRabim? Suffolk the Halacha is Suffolk Tumah Bereshus HaYachid. Is Tamei Suffolk Tumah Bereshus HaRabim is Tahar. So is a Kohen, do we say it's Tahar Vaday to the point that if a Kohen knows that there might be Tumah there might not, but it's Bereshus HaRabim. So is a Kohen L'Chadchila allowed to enter in Suffolk Tumah Bereshus HaRabim? Even though Suffolk Tumah Bereshus HaRabim is Lukula, nevertheless, we could say that's only legabi the chalos hatuma. So we're not going to say that he's tamei afterwards. But the isser of tumas kohanim, maybe it should be usser for him to do that because he has a suffix of lenefesh leitame ba'amav, and the suffix of lenefesh leitame ba'amav is a suffix isser. That's not a suffix tumah. That should be a suffix isser. And what's the rule by suffix isser? Suffix daraisa lechumra. The isser in question is an isser daraisa. So we go lechumra. So the minchas chinuch comes to the maskana that it's mutter for him to. It's not like any other Safek Daraisa. You'd follow the rules of Safek Tuma over here, because the Torah says, B'lashon lo yitama. So it's mashma that only in an ofen that he would become Tamei is there an Isser, that the Isser is completely dependent on Tuma. In Mele, Rosh Hashram, where there's not going to be any Tuma, there's not going to be any Isser either. That is not agreed upon by everybody. I mentioned a while ago that Rav Shechter and Bikvei Atzon has rayas from Rav Elchanan and from others that maybe the Isser of Tumas Kohanim is in fact not an Isser of Tumah, but it's an Isser of Hiskarvus Lemeis. It's an Isser in some way of being in proximity to a dead body. So maybe it would not follow the rules of Tumah at all. It should follow the rules of Isser. Okay, that's one Ha'ara. Another Ha'ara is when we said that Yilad B'Matami Lisi Isha Velumot Torah. Tosos and the Tosos Rabbein Elchanan write that it's only for these two mitzvahs that we're matir to go to Chutz Laaretz because these are mitzvahs chashuvos. Talmud Torah is quoted in Kiddushin. Talmud Torah Gadol Shah Talmud Mevi Ludei Maisa. Talmud Gadol Shah Talmud Mevi Ludei Maisa. The Talmud is greater than any mitzvah because the learning brings about all other mitzvahs. Getting married is a mitzvah chashuva because it's Yishuv HaOlam. You're able to start a family and the world was created. It was created so that we could populate the world. So that's why many of the Bali Atos say it's dafka these two mitzvahs that we allow, being metame chutzars. But Tosus quotes from the Shiltas Rav Chaygon that for other mitzvahs also we're matir. It's not only for these mitzvahs. The Brisas picks these mitzvahs to teach us that even for these mitzvahs we allow it because they're mitzvahs kalos, the exact opposite. That these are not the strongest mitzvahs. So the Ein Elio says, why mitzvahs kalos? Talmud Torah keneged kulam. Talmud Torah is a mitzvah kala, getting married mitzvah kala. So he says, yeah, person is not so mitzvah in them, because someone who's nafshu chashka b'torah k'ben azai is pater from the mitzvah period of Rivia, doesn't have to get married. So getting married is not the biggest mitzvah, the Gemara says. And same by Talmud Torah, if you have a mitzvah that's yef shalah sosal idei acherim, by every other mitzvah in the Torah, we say, ha'osik b'mitzvah, pater min a mitzvah. If you're doing a mitzvah, so you're pater from doing anything else, because that mitzvah you're doing right now is so important. But osik b'talmud Torah, you're not patur from the mitzvah. If there's a mitzvah veris that comes along while you're learning, you got to get up from your learning and go do the mitzvah. Otherwise, we would never do any mitzvahs because the chiyuv of Talmud Torah is constant. We'd be learning all day. So he said, maybe that's why it's a mitzvah kala. Pashtus is, that's not a reflection of the mitzvah kala, of that Talmud Torah is a mitzvah kala. It's a reflection of how chamur Talmud Torah is. That Talmud Torah is every second. So you can't say osik mitzvah patur min a mitzvah because then you would never ever do any mitzvahs. By any other mitzvah, it wouldn't get rid of all mitzvahs to say osik mitzvah patur min a mitzvah, because every other mitzvah has a specific time when you do it. But Talmud Torah is constant. It's because of the chumra shabo that we don't say osik mitzvah patur min a mitzvah by Talmud Torah. But anyway, that's the svara of the Shiltos Rav Chaigon, where he suggests that we don't say osik mitzvah patur min a mitzvah by Talmud Torah. Okay, so says the Gemara Vayter now. We're at the two dots. Amar Rav Yudom Shmuel, Cheftzei Nachris. Now we're on the second half of the daf. First half of the daf was just again trying to prove about the Klal Yapsak. Now we're going to discuss whether objects that belong to a guy take on a Tchum Shabbos or do not take on a Tchum Shabbos. So says Amar Rav Yudom Shmuel, Cheftzei Nachri Ein Konin Shvisa. Cheftzei Nachri, objects that belong to a guy are not Konin Shvisa. Leman, so who are we assuming like? Ilim the Rabbanon Pshita. So according to Rabban, it's obvious. Even Cheftzei Hefker are not Kona Shvisa. So objects that belong to an owner who himself isn't limited by any Tchum Shabbos, of course they're not going to be Kona Shvisa. Ella libd Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. So it must be that the whole chiddush is within Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. The Kamash Milan, Eimer Dam Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, Konin Shvisa, Hanimili Cheftzei Hefker, Deleslu, Bailim. Because I would have thought Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says, yeah, Cheftzei Hefker are Konin Shvisa because there's nobody that owns them. Aval Cheftzei Anachri, Deislu, Bailim, Lo. But Cheftzei Nachri, where there is somebody that owns the Cheftzei Nachri. So I would think that, and the person happens to be a Nachri who doesn't have any Shvisa, who doesn't have any Tchum Shabbos. So I would think it's not Kona Shvisa. So that's why I need to be told the Cheftzei Nachri ain't Konin Shvisa. Meaning that's the Chiddush. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri is telling me that Cheftzei Nachri are not Kona Shvisa. Even though Cheftzei Hefker are, Cheftzei Nachri are not Kona Shvisa. So says my Meister, Rav Shimon Elazar Omer, Hashoel Kli Min Anachri B'Yom Tov, if a person borrows a Kli from a guy on Yantav, V'chein Amash Elo V'Nachri Kli May Erev Yom Tov, or a person lends a Kli to a guy in Erev Yom Tov, V'chzir Lo B'Yom Tov, and he returns it to you on Yantav, and any kelim in otzaros, anything else in storage that was in the Tchum Shabbos when Shabbos started, those objects get 2,000 amos lekol ruach. You can go in any direction, 2,000 amos. The nachri shehevi lo peros mechutz l'tchum, hareze lo yazizim mimakomen. And a nachri brings peros from outside the tchum, you're not allowed to move them at all. So, iyan pishlam kusav Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri chefzei nachri konin shvisa. So, if Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri holds chefzei nachri or konin shvisa, good. So now I know who to pin this statement on that we just said, that all these objects that belong to nachri are limited to some sort of tchum. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Then we would say it's Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Eli iyamr kasav Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri chefzei nachri ein konin shvisa. But if you want to say like we just tried to say that chefzei nachri, that even Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri holds chefzei nachri ein konin shvisa, right? What do we try to say? That of course, according to the Rabbanan, chefzei nachri are not konin shvisa. Even Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri holds, who says the Cheftzei Hefker are Kona Shvisa, even he would hold Cheftzei Nachri are not Kona Shvisa. Well, if that's the case, then everybody holds Cheftzei Nachri are not Kona Shvisa. Then Hamani, who's the one that says that when you borrow the kelim from the guy, that it has a Shvisa? So lo Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri v'lo Rabbanan, we'd be going like nobody. So we have to reassess our original position that even Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri holds Cheftzei Nachri not Kona Shvisa. So says Gemara Leon Ksav Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri Cheftzei Nachri Kona Shvisa. Now we have to assume that Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri holds Cheftzei Nachri are Kona Shvisa. Ushmuel da Amar Karabanan. And when Shmuel said his din, he was assuming like the Rabbanan. Udka Amrit, aye, but we said according to the Rabbanan, shouldn't it be obvious that Cheftzei Nachri are not Kona Shvisa? Pshita! Right? If Cheftzei Hefker are not even Kona Shvisa, of course Cheftzei Nachri are not going to be Kona Shvisa. Says Mar, not so Pashut. Mal de Tema Gezeira Bailam de Nachri. Atu Bailam de Israel, Chamash Milan. I might have thought that we should make a gezeira that when it's under non-Jewish ownership, up to a case where it would be under Jewish ownership. So kamash malon that we don't make any such gezera, and therefore there's more of a havamina to assume that there should be that chefte nachri should be korne shvisa than there is to assume that chefte hefker korne shvisa. Reb Chiya bar Avinah Amar Rabbi Yochanan chefte nachri korne shvisa gezera ba'am de nachru at ba'am d'Yisrael. Reb Chiya bar Avinah Amar Rabbi Yochanan says that not only that, he says we actually hold chefte nachru do have a tchum because we're concerned that people will confuse items that have non-Jewish ownership with the items that have Jewish ownership. So Hanu Dakri Da Asulum Avrachta Sharlu Rav Lebnei Machuza Lemizban Minayu. Rav initially passed in Machuza, like the opinion of Shmuel that the Chefsei Nachri are not Konish Visa. Samle Ravina Lurava Maide Teich Amar Avido Amar Shmuel Chefsei Nachri Ain Konish Visa. Why you passing like Shmuel that they're not Konish Visa? The Shmuel Rabbi Yochanan Lach Rabbi Yochanan. Why would you pass like Shmuel against Rabbi Yochanan? Shmuel Rabbi Yochanan, lacha k'Rabbi Yochanan. V'amar Rabbi Chiya bar Avinah Amar Rabbi Yochanan, chefzei nachri, koren shvisa gzeir ba'am de nachri, atu ba'am de Yisrael. And we know that Rabbi Yochanan holds that they are koren shvisa because of this gzeira. So hada Amar Rava, lizdavnu l'bnei mavrachta, dekulu mavrachta l'detu, k'dal ramos damya. So Rava changed his mind in the end and said that you can only sell to people who are considered to live within these dalet amos, in Mavrachta, the name of a certain place, which all has a din of dalet amos. But to bring it outside of the dalet amos, say Nachinami, would be usher, because in fact, we do pass on like Rabbi Yochanan over Shmuel. Okay.